Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the National Endowment for Democracy. And we will put a specific emphasis on the National Endowment's role in the destabilization of Ukraine leading up to the crisis with Russia over Ukraine. The National Endowment for Democracy, or NED for short, is a soft power organization founded in 1983, supposedly, to promote democracy. It is funded through an annual grant from the U.S. Congress within the budget of the United States Agency for Development Assistance, or USAID, which is under the State Department. It is supposed to be a private organization, but it is obviously not private. It is an arm of the U.S. government, officially. It's a bipartisan, private, non-profit corporation. During the late 1970s and early 80s, the CIA was taking a lot of heat from around the world. Watergate, then the Church Committee of the Senate, led by Senator Frank Church, the Pike Committee of the House, and the Rockefeller Commission, appointed by the president, all investigated the CIA at one time or another. Headlines appeared almost daily or weekly, with another bad publicity expose. Some of these exposés were criminal, and the CIA's name was getting dirtier and dirtier. What the CIA did was always done covertly, or clandestinely. A new organization was formed to relieve the CIA and take heat from it. The new organization, called the National Endowment for Democracy, or NED, would be a private organization and would do overtly, that is, out in the open, what the CIA did secretly. So in 1983, during the Reagan administration, NED was set up to support democratic institutions throughout the world through private, non-governmental efforts. That was its mission. Referring to NED as an NGO, or non-governmental organization, helps maintain credibility abroad. But as I said before, virtually all of its funding comes from Congress. Funds come into NED and are then dispersed to other institutions in the United States and around the world. NED supplies funds, technical know-how, training, educational materials, equipment, and etc. to selected political groups, civic organizations, labor unions, dissident movements, student groups, book publishers, newspapers, and other media at home and around the world. As I mentioned, I would emphasize NED involvement in the Ukraine crisis in an effort to move Ukraine from the Russian sphere of influence to the Western sphere of influence. The West used a three-part strategy, a three-legged stool, if you will. First, eastward expansion of NATO to the former Warsaw Pact countries with the stated goal of eventually making Ukraine part of NATO. Second, the European Union's move eastward with its Eastern Partnership Initiative, which was supposed to foster prosperity in countries such as Ukraine and integrate them into the EU economy. Vladimir Putin, not unexpectedly, was very upset about this. He viewed these plans as hostile to the vital interest of Russia, and he took action to stop them. The third leg of the stool was Western efforts to spread Western values and, quote, democracy in Ukraine and other former Soviet satellite nations. This plan involved funding the National Endowment for Democracy along with other pro-Western individuals and organizations. As evidence, I point to Victoria Nuland, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, who admitted publicly that the U.S. had invested more than $5 billion to help Ukraine achieve, quote, the future it deserves. NED funded more than 60 projects aimed at promoting civil society in Ukraine. NED's president, Carl Gershman, longtime president since 1984, called Ukraine, quote, the biggest prize. This, according to John Mersheimer, writing for Foreign Affairs magazine, October 2014 issue, as a reminder, Foreign Affairs is the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations. after pro-Russian leader Viktor Yanukovych won the Ukrainian presidency in February 2010, NED decided to step up its efforts to support the opposition and strengthen the country's, quote, democratic institutions. Putin's fears of social engineering in Ukraine made him wonder, I guess, if his country was next. As confirmation, the Washington Post reports that NED played a significant role in the 2004 presidential election in Ukraine. NED indicates that it spent $3,381,824 of U.S. taxpayer money on 64 different programs in Ukraine in 2012 alone. I won't mention all of them, but I will say that it is an amazing list. It makes one wonder what the U.S. would think if Russia funded 64 separate organizations designed to split Canada and/or Mexico away from the U.S. and deliver them to Russia and Russian values. The problems in Ukraine for NED to explain away. It says that it is only teaching the ABCs of democracy and free elections to people who don't understand them. But the problem is that Ukraine already had free and democratic elections. Leaked phone calls between Victoria Nuland, I previously mentioned, and Jeffrey Pyatt, U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, revealed that they advocated regime change and conspired to bring it about. They wanted a different politician to lead Ukraine rather than Mr. Yanukovych. What happened in Ukraine is still being reflected today in the relationship between the U.S. and Russia, with sanctions on Russia, civil war in eastern Ukraine, Russia in Crimea. Finally, folks, to relieve stress on the world, take the air out of developing conflicts before it starts, and to relieve the possibility of confrontation between nuclear-armed nations, perhaps the U.S. should restrain itself, at least consider it. Consider restraining itself from such things. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.